Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
But we must operate in the laws of faith. Amen. Now, John chapter 17, verse 16, the Gospel of John, chapter 17. Jesus says some amazing words here. He said, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." Let me say that again. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Talking about his flock, his people, you and I. We are not of the world. We are not limited. Amen. Or conformed. Amen. To the world's belief systems. To the limiting words that come out of those that are not believers, limiting words, uncertainty, fear, unbelief. You hear people all the time talk about the economy. Yes, and yes, we see all this stuff. But what about God's economy? Amen. How often do you talk about God's economy? Amen. Kingdom economy. Do you know, in a kingdom, you don't have members. Amen. You can't be member. I'm a member of the kingdom. No, you can't be a member. You might get a gold card, be a member. But not the kingdom. Kingdoms have citizens. Amen. Someone say, I'm a kingdom citizen. If you understand kingdom, then you'll understand that in a kingdom, the king is responsible for every citizen.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody didn't get that. Amen. See, we're here in the Western world. Commerce, and, you know, all the bartering, all the stuff that goes on there. But in a true kingdom, a king is responsible for every citizen. Amen. To see that they are provided for. We are in the kingdom of God. But see, when you conform to the world, you feel like you got to go out and make it happen yourself. Amen. Now, that don't mean you just sit and do nothing. Amen. That's not at all what I mean. Amen. But you have to understand that there's somebody, there's a government working behind me. Yeah. The kingdom of God. I'm here in the kingdom of God. I'm not in this world. I'm in it, but I'm not of it. Amen. As Jesus said, I'm in the kingdom of God. So it's the responsibility of the king.
Amen.
Now, we already read what he said. I've already blessed you.
Amen.
With every spiritual blessing.
Amen.
I've already done my part. Tell somebody, I'm already blessed.
I'm already blessed.
So he gave us faith.
Amen.
Under every one of us has been given the measure of faith. Amen. It doesn't matter how small it may seem. It doesn't matter if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, a quark, a super string, an atom. You have small faith. That's all right. That faith can move a mountain.
Amen.
It's not the amount of faith. It's what you put faith in.
Amen.
Are y'all following this?
Amen.
You see, we're already blessed. But if you conform to the world, you'll feel like you got to do it. And when you start feeling like you got to do it, you realize how much lack or how much you don't have.
Amen.
What you can't do.
Amen.
Who you don't know. But when you understand you're part of a kingdom, and that God is in control, And then God says, I've already blessed you, and I own the cattle. You know, that's just a saying. I don't know what they call it, but that's just a saying. A cattle on 1,000 hills. Out of all the hills on the earth, God owns them all. Amen. Not just 1,000. He said the cattle on 1,000 hills. And what God was saying is, not all the cattle is mine. Amen. Here you're struggling in your mind with stuff because you've allowed the world to conform you. If you're around toxicity long enough and you let it seep into your ear and get into your eye gate and into your heart, then you're going to get toxic too. Amen. It's not that you can't be around it. You just have to be insulated. You have to have that intimate relationship with God. Come out of that secret place armed and dangerous with the full armor of God on so that you can go into the world. And yeah, they'll throw fiery darts at you. They'll lay snares for you. They'll speak evil of you. They'll throw javelins at you. But none of it will affect you. Because your armor, the shield of faith, will quench fiery darts. Fiery darts. Not just the fiery darts. Darts meant to cause, you know, you to just be taken out, burned up. Faith will quench it. So we are going to tell somebody, I'm not of this world. I operate in the laws of the kingdom of God. Do you understand this realm where the laws of the kingdom of God and where we operate? Listen to me real close. Do you understand? This is where God lives. In this realm is where God lives. It's not like God is way out there somewhere. I got to pray unto him. No, he's right here in this realm. He's a very present help. See, get that out of your mind that God is somewhere way away. And I hope he hears my prayer. And I hope he comes on time. Before it's too late. No, the realm we're talking about is the realm where God lives.
Yes. Amen.
He abides there. He's always there.
Amen.
Before you call, he's there.
Come on, Apostle.
I thank God all the time. Y'all, well, some of y'all probably do too, but I had a computer. I was at home and I got up and my foot, I had my shoes off and I just was doing some work in that. And I got up from the chair and my foot hit the cord on the computer. And this is a laptop. And I didn't realize it. And when that computer slid off the table, it just missed my foot. And I didn't even notice. I looked down there and I said, whoa, that would have hurt. I said, that would have sure enough hurt. And I got to thinking that angel was right there. I didn't see it. But listen, when I looked at it, it should have hit my foot. In the natural realm. But see, we live in another realm. How do we get there? By faith. The just shall live by faith. When you're living by faith, you're drawing on what's in that realm. You're drawing on protection. You're drawing on healing. You're drawing on deliverance. You're drawing on breakthrough. It's already yours, but God has put in place the law of faith. As a matter of fact, it's not how well you do things that make you righteous. It's you are justified by faith. The righteousness of faith. Somebody need to get this. Because you've been doing and doing and doing. And listen, Jesus was perfect and they still hated him.
Amen.
So no matter how you do, they still gonna hate you too.
Amen.
So get over that. And learn to just walk by faith, because it's faith that makes you righteous.
Amen.
I pray somebody will get this and get rid of those religious devils. It's not enough just to show up to church to say, I punched my ticket, I'm faithful. Faithfulness is important. But God wants to take you beyond faithfulness. He wants to take you to fruitfulness. Yeah, there are brownie points for showing up. But don't just show up.
Amen.
Come with a purpose.
Amen.
I'm not leaving here the same I came.
Amen.
I'm going to praise God with all my heart. I'm going to worship him in spirit and in truth. I'm not going to let anything distract me.
Amen.
Don't just show up.
Amen.
So apostles, he saw me at church. That's right. You'd be amazed at how you know. Even when you sit somewhere else. Come on, let's talk some more faith. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Amen. So we operate in the laws of the kingdom. Listen, why is that? Because that is the realm where God lives. He doesn't just visit. He lives there. He's always there, ever present. So, in Luke chapter 5, let's look at the story here. I won't be too much longer, but let's look at a portion of scripture here that relates to this faith we're talking about. Luke chapter 5. Starting at verse number 1 through 4. Luke chapter 5. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught.
Amen. Amen.
Next verse. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Okay. Sad but true, that's what many people are right there. They stand behind an excuse.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all don't know how I've been trying to make this thing work.
Come on.
I lost 8 hours of sleep last night trying to get toiling.
Yes.
Amen. Selah that for a minute, because there are many people stuck right there.
True.
Excuses. You know what? You know what? Someone said one time, an excuse is just the skin of a lie.
Amen.
That's pretty strong, ain't it? An excuse, the skin of a lie. That don't mean you're a liar. It means that the devil done fed you something that's a lie.
Amen.
Now, if anybody could have made excuses, Peter, we toiled all night, didn't catch one minnow. A sardine.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.